Et maintenant, un bon boîte cast.
Et maintenant, un bon boîte cast.
Hey, hi everyone. I'm in front of Friedman Greenhair Freeze. That's a 2F spiel. Yeah. Okay, hi Friedman.
Hello.
So, we've seen a nice game this year from you in the French-speaking part of the world, which is Rivière d'Enfer. Just wanted to go through this game with you and know about the development, the ideas, etc. So, let's go on.
Yeah, Rivière d'Enfer is a very simple racing game with a kart mechanic, kart-driven racing game. It lasts 30 minutes. It's just family style, but there are two main interests in there. You don't
hopefully,
yeah. You don't have only one figure to go to the goal. You have at least two, maybe three, depending on how many players. And you have the cards for each of your figure, and you mix them, and you have three of these cards in your hand, so you're not only having different numbers on your hand, you have different numbers for the different pawns on your hand. So you have to manage to coordinate that you can push yourself in the game forward with the leader. The far or behind figure can push the other forward, but there are in the board there are different things. You have to look on it, but this is the main part in first to manage. Yeah, with these two or three pawns. And the other part I already told, there is these boards. There are different 12 different boards in there. It's six boards, two sides, printed onto both sides. Mm-hmm. And from the designing of the game, I was very happy that these two-person cards, things, it was in there, but it was the idea to invent a very, very easy mechanic on the racing thing and do a lot of development in the boards. So if you put two boards together, each board has its own story. And there are three different main concepts for the boards. There are streams. Mm-hmm. So the streams normally leads back, so you can push other players in the streams, and you have to look where to stand not to be pushed. So there are boards especially designed with these streams where it is very difficult to look where come through and where I can push somebody. There are locks swimming on the water. There are you can only push two things at one time. And some boards are designed that way that a lot of locks are three in a row. So you have to push that way, then that way to come through this little maze. So, but if the others are in that maze, there are more to be pushed. So it is blocking and looking where to come through the best way. So this is the third aspect, and with the second aspect, the third aspect will be with the locks. As I told you, it's just you can only push two in one time. So you can build. How you call it, eventual thing. You will have somewhere three locks in a row, and you can't go through. There's just a small thing. But if a pawn goes a long way, and then these locks are in the way, you have to push it away, and the others can say, okay, there's a shortcut now, wow. Yeah. So these are three different aspects, and I had 12 boards to focus on all the three aspects in different ways on each of these boards. So if you play it once, you have not seen the whole game. So the design concept is to design the boards, and the mechanic was just it has to be good and easy. But my design concept was to design the boards in different ways.
And from the very beginning, it was a race on the water with lumberjacks?
No, it was not a race on the water with lumberjacks. It was just, it was the idea of a racing game with different boards. And therefore, I thought what to do, and I just used a hex grid. I tried to begin. So I just begun and think, okay, easiest way is pawns, cards, fist, pawns, draw, because rolling a dice is more random than drawing cards, because so everybody has the same cards in the whole race. So. So it's not depending on so much luck. It's so I decided just to do those. So I just began, and then I made very different boards with some kind of very strange board element things. Just to look what will happen. And after working and working on it, the board's getting smaller and smaller, and found out that I only need these two elements, or three elements in a way. There's logs, screens, and blocking stones, just, yeah, not possible, yeah, to obstacles, yeah. And so therefore it began and was, first of all, I was thinking of whatever cave trolls running in a cave and pushing away big stone blocks, some kind of. But then I had this arrows on the board where you glide back, and it was not really in a cave. It was not really appealing. And then I found out that the water would do a better job, and then I had the problem with the stones, and I was thinking, okay, logs, they swim, fine. Wonderful, they block too. So it was on the development, and then found out that the best way to... The game has a feeling of being on the water.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it came that I see, okay, if you're on the water, you can only push two times, because... in the water, it's not possible to push a lot of things, because you're in the water and you're still swimming. So this rule comes after the theme was in there, and it was a good idea. So I'm very happy with it by now.
Yeah. Okay, it's a family game mainly. Do you have in mind some? I wouldn't say the word, but not extension, but advice to complicate the game.
Yeah, it is. I was working on being with different boards to make the game different. So I do think the mechanic, whenever there will be an expansion or whatever, the mechanic itself will be stable. But maybe I'll thinking of some kind of new elements for the boards to get more complicated boards, and then to have that. And I found out that if the gamers are accepting that it is no... A lot of gamers just try to have this... A lot of gamers playing a lot of games, they look at this and they say, oh, no, there's no new mechanic in there. And some says, okay, I don't want to try it. But if you try it and play it not only once, and you play it twice to see that the design is in the boards, then the people love it, and they like to look, oh, I tried this board with that board. And they are not... they accept that this innovation in there, but it's not to be seen so easily.
So, and you can combine even three or four boards. So.
Yeah. I've seen people playing with a lot of people I know. I have gamers say we only play with three boards, not with two boards in a row. And yeah, this is just I don't mind.
It's much of feeling.
Yeah, whatever you like. And I do think if I would be and whatever, if my age was 8 or 10, yeah, I would like to have all boards. Oh. Yeah. Whatever. So a lot of these gamers have little kids in the age 8 to 10, and they really love to have a game to play with the kids. So therefore...
That's okay. Do you have some tactical advices to do to play?
Yeah, there is. The non-gamers playing the game often think they have to play the highest card to go the farthest way. So just, oh yeah, I have a 1, 2, and a 5, so I play a 5. But if you look at the game, you can often see that playing a 1 with the first person you have, and if you have a 5 for the second, then you can push with 5 the 1 near to you, so you have a lot more advantage for the rest of the game, because everybody has the same set of cards for each of the pawns. So if I push myself 5 times, I have played a 5 for 2 pawns, so I have another 5 in my deck without playing it. So this is the most advice to think of. First,
you could even take profit of the streams to play.
Yeah, you can take profit of the streams, but normally the boards are designed that mean way that the streams are not good.
Okay, thank you, Friedman.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Cheers.